Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Rajya Sabha bids farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi comments their lasting contribution to democracy. Lok Sabha extends tenure of Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election. Government issues new passenger-friendly norms for airlines, directs to allocate minimum 60% seats for selection, give preference to family sitting, among others. Indian tanker Jag Latki docks at Gujarat's Mundra port with over 80,000 tons of crude oil from UAE via Strait of Hormuz. Israel strikes Lebanese capital Beirut, killing 6 people as tensions escalate across West Asia region. IMD issues orange alert for thunderstorm and hailstorm in Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh and Vidarbha today. Several parts in Ladakh receive snowfall. And in badminton, Akarshi Kashyap, Kidambi Srikanth, Ayush Shetty and Malvika Bansal to begin the singles campaign in Orleans Masters today. Rajya Sabha today bid farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women members. Speaking during the farewell, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that their contribution to parliamentary democracy will always be remembered. He said that in politics there's never a full stop, as the experience and contribution to the nation will always remain relevant and valuable.
हमारे जो माननीय सांसद विदाई ले रहे हैं उनका तो योगदान रहा ही और इसके लिए भी मैं उनका साधुवाद करता हूं जो हमारे माननीय सांसद विदाई ले रहे हैं लेकिन ये माननीय सांसद ऐसे हैं कि जिनको पुराने संसद के भवन में भी बैठने का मौका मिला और नए संसद भवन में भी बैठने का मौका मिला उनको राष्ट्र के कल्याण के लिए अपना योगदान देने का अवसर मिला है उनको इस नए सदन के निर्माण प्रक्रिया में और नए सदन की निर्णय प्रक्रिया में भी हिस्सा बनने का अवसर मिला है वो एक विशेष उनके जीवन में नई स्मृति रहेगी.
The Prime Minister said there are also some bitter and sweet experiences, but when such an occasion arises, it is natural that members rise above party lines and a common sentiment emerges among all.
सदन अपने आप में बहुत बड़ी ओपन यूनिवर्सिटी राष्ट्र जीवन की कई बारीकियों से परिचित होने का अवसर सदन में प्राप्त होता है एक प्रकार से हमारी यहाँ शिक्षा भी होती है हमारी दीक्षा भी होती है ये 6 साल यहाँ जो रहने का अवसर मिलता है वो जीवन को गढ़ने का राष्ट्र जीवन के घड़तर में योगदान का तो महत्व है ही है क्योंकि निर्णय प्रक्रिया का हिस्सा है लेकिन स्वयं के जीवन को गढ़ने का भी एक अमूल्य अवसर होता है.
Mentioning Deputy Chairman Harivansh, who's also retiring, Mr. Modi said he had the opportunity to discharge his responsibilities in this house for a long time.
हरिवंश जी को लंबे समय तक इस सदन में अपनी जिम्मेवारी निभाने का अवसर मिला है बहुत ही मृदुभाषी सदन को चलाने में सबका विश्वास जीतने का निरंतर जिन्होंने प्रयास किया और मैंने देखा है कि संकट के समय ज्यादातर उपसभापति के ही जिम्मे आ जाता है कि भाई आप संभाल लेना जरा एक लंबा एक्सपीरियंस होता है.
Earlier addressing the House, the Chairman of the House, C.P. Radhakrishnan, said the retirement of one-third of Rajya Sabha members every 2 years reflects the constitutional design of the Council of States, which allows experienced lawmakers to make way for new members while preserving institutional stability.
Retirement should not be viewed as an end, but as the beginning of new roles and responsibilities. Signifies the passing on of the baton of new members who will carry forward the legacy of this institution with fresh ideas, renewed energy and commitment. At the same time, the experience and wisdom gained by the retiring members during their tenure will continue to guide and inspire the next generation of parliamentarians.
Making the remarks on the bid farewell to retiring MPs in the Rajya Sabha, leader of the opposition and Congress MP Mallikarjun Kharge said those in politics, public life neither get tired nor retire for the passion to serve the country.
Rajniti mein rehne wale log,
those in politics, those in public life never retire. And in the spirit of serving the nation, they never get tired. Those in public life neither retire nor get tired.
Retire bhi nahi hote aur tired bhi nahi hote jo public life mein.
The Lok Sabha has extended the tenure of the Joint Parliamentary Committee examining the legislation related to One Nation, One Election until the first day of the last week of the monsoon session, 2026. The bill seeks to introduce simultaneous polls to the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. The chairman of the committee, P.P. Chaudhary, moved the motion to extend the tenure of the Joint Committee on the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The motion was adopted by a voice vote in the House. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that Vande Bharat trains are equipped with several advanced safety features to enhance passenger safety. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted that anti-climbing features have been introduced in the Vande Bharat Express for passenger safety.
Major safety feature that we have introduced in the Vande Bharat train is anti-climbing feature. Whenever the coaches are connected together, then latest technology which is prevalent in the entire world, that is anti-climbing feature, so that one coach cannot climb onto the other one. That in many places, safety fencing, and it is a duty of each and every state government to make sure that they take proactive steps in getting the railway projects done, because that is where our country's common citizens will get justice.
Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare for 2026-27. Amrinder Singh Raja Waring of the Congress initiated the discussion. He said the farmers of the country are not just food grain producers, but also the strongest base of the country's economy and food security. Konda Vishweshwar Reddy of the BJP said that agriculture is the country's cultural identity and stability. He said since 2014, the agricultural growth in India has been phenomenal compared to other sectors. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The government has directed the airlines to allocate minimum 60% of seats for selection on any flight free of charge to ensure free access for the passengers. The Minister of Civil Aviation today issued directions through the Director General of Civil Aviation to strengthen passenger convenience, transparency and uniformity of practices across airlines. The ministry directed the passengers travelling on the same PNR must be seated together, preferably in adjacent seats. It added that carriage of sports equipment and musical instruments should be facilitated in a transparent and passenger-friendly manner. The airlines have also been instructed to bring out clear, transparent policies for carriage of pets. Strict adherence to passenger rights framework, particularly in cases of delays, cancellations and denied boarding, has also been directed by the government. A large Indian vessel named Jag Latki arrived at Mundra port in Gujarat this morning, carrying a significant consignment of crude oil. The ship is transporting approximately 81,000 metric tons of a high-quality oil from the United Arab Emirates. It follows the earlier arrival of the vessel Shivalik at Mundra and Nanda Devi at the Vadinar port. Authorities at the port have ensured smooth offloading of operations to facilitate the distribution of the crude oil to refineries. At least 6 people were killed and 24 others injured after 2 Israeli strikes hit central Beirut this morning, according to Lebanon's health ministry. Authorities said human remains were recovered from the debris, with identification to be carried out through DNA testing. The attack struck densely populated areas without prior warning, marking a further escalation in strikes in the Lebanese capital. Local media reported that one strike hit an apartment in the Zoukak al-Blat district near the government buildings and foreign embassies, and the strike hit the Basta neighborhood. In a separate overnight incident, Israeli forces demolished a 15-story residential building in central Beirut, claiming Hezbollah was storing funds in the basement. Overall, 4 attacks were reported overnight in central parts of the city, many of them in residential zones. Meanwhile, in Israel, 2 people were killed near Tel Aviv during an Iranian missile barrage. Security services reported multiple impact sites, bringing the total number of people killed by Iranian missile attacks on Israel to 14. The United States has also expanded its military involvement, announcing strikes on Iranian missile facilities near the Strait of Hormuz. We have more from a West Asia correspondent.
The Al Minhad Air Base, located about 24 kilometers south of Dubai and long used by the UAE Air Force, allied forces including the Royal Air Force and small Australian contingent, came under attack again this morning. An Iranian projectile, likely a missile or drone, struck a road outside the base around early morning. It sparked a fire causing minor damage to an accommodation block and a medical facility in the Australian operated section. UAE defense were active, but this marks the second time an Iranian hit on the base since the conflict escalated, following the initial drone strike in the opening days. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Saudi Arabia is hosting an emergency meeting of foreign ministers from Arab and Islamic countries in Riyadh this evening as tensions across West Asia continue to intensify. Saudi authorities say the meeting aims to strengthen coordination and support regional security and stability. In Madhya Pradesh, seven people have lost their lives in a fire incident in Indore early this morning. The incident occurred near the Bengali Square, where a massive fire broke out in a three-story house around 4 a.m. According to initial reports, the fire started after a short circuit in an electric car that was being charged outside the house, leading to a blast. In New Delhi, a fire broke out in a multi-story building in the Palam area today. The Delhi Fire Service has reported seven casualties in the incident. The department informed that 31 fire tenders were deployed at the place after a call was received at 7 this morning. More details are awaited. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the fire mishaps in New Delhi and Indore. In a social media post, the Prime Minister extended his condolences to the families of the deceased and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the PMNRF for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured in both incidents. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorm over Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh and Vidarbh for today. Thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds are also predicted over Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Maharashtra and interior Karnataka for today. The Union Territory of Ladakh is currently experiencing snowfall accompanied by persistent cloudy weather, significantly impacting daily life, transportation and tourism across the region. According to local meteorological observations, several parts of Ladakh, including Leh, Kargil and surrounding high altitude areas, have recorded fresh snowfall over the past 24 to 48 hours. The National Center for Disease Control, NCDC, has issued an advisory for the citizens amid the heat wave situation in the country. The NCDC advised drinking plenty of water and avoiding heavy work during peak heat in order to stay safe from heat stroke. The center also advised people to wear light-colored clothes. In BWF Super 300 badminton tournament, Akarshi Kashyap has entered the women's singles main draw at the Orleans Masters after winning both her qualifying matches yesterday. Akarshi will now take on Yeo Jia Min of Singapore in the first round. Kidambi Srikant, Ayush Shetty, Malvika Bansor and Anmol Kharab and Tanvi Sharma will begin their campaigns today. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading over 1% higher during afternoon session. The Sensex jumped 826 points to 76,897, while the Nifty rose 252 points to 23,833 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, media and realty stocks were the top gainers. The government has extended the approved list of models and manufacturers, ALMM, framework to cover solar ingots and wafers to strengthen domestic solar manufacturing. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Rajya Sabha bids farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commends their lasting contribution to democracy. Lok Sabha extends tenure of Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election. Government issues new passenger-friendly norms for airlines, directs to allocate minimum 60% seats for selection, give preference to family sitting, among others. Indian tanker Jag Ladki docks at Gujarat's Mundra port with over 81,000 tons of crude oil from UAE via Strait of Hormuz. Israel strikes Lebanese capital Beirut, killing 6 people as tensions escalate across the West Asia region. IMD issues orange alert for thunderstorm and hailstorm in Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh and Vidarbh today. Several parts in Ladakh receive snowfall. And in badminton, Akarshi Kashyap, Kidambi Srikant, Ayush Shetty and Malvika Bansor to begin the singles campaign in Orleans Masters today. And with that, we end the midday news.